When Chris Lightcap was a student in the Berkshires in Western Massachusetts, he would throw, well, not really, he would gently place his bass in his car and drive down the river to New York City. He knows the route. South on the Taconic Parkway, the Sawmill, over the Henry Hudson Bridge, and you're up on a soaring bluff with a great view of the New Jersey Palisades and George Washington Bridge to the right, and New York City coming up on your left. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and Surround Sound from WBGO and NPR Music. Lost and Found New York is a suite of music by Chris Lightcap for the vistas and feelings, smells and sounds of his adopted city. Lightcap's taking Lost and Found on the road for a short West Coast tour, winding up here at Coombwa Jazz in Santa Cruz. And they open the set with a road song for the highway that Chris used to drive to come to New York City, 9 South.
Thank you.
9 South. Big Mouth is bassist Chris Lightcap's band with Andrew Bishop and Tony Malaby on tenors. Andrew to the left, Tony to the right, playing Lost and Found New York. Here's Arthur Avenue for the so-called Little Italy of the Bronx on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
Arthur Avenue bustles on the weekends, but it's quiet, calm, and well worth a stop for lunch during the week. I might have to try that. We're with Chris Lightcap and Big Mouth on stage at Kuumbwa Jazz in Santa Cruz, California. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Chris Lightcap started lessons on violin, then switched to the string bass. At Wesleyan University, Chris's teacher was Ed Blackwell, the ultimate New Orleans, New York drummer. Chris went on to work with the Cecil Taylor Big Band, guitarist Joe Morris, and then Chris's phone started ringing off the hook, as we used to say. And violinist Regina Carter has called him for almost a decade now for her Reverse Thread project, with roots in West African music. Chris thinks the layering of repetitive patterns in that music is having an influence on his own. Andrew Bishop and Tony Malaby are the two tenors. Chris is a self-described classic rock freak. He loves the electric piano. So Matt Mitchell is playing electric and acoustic keyboards with Chess Smith on drums. Lost and Found New York runs from the northern tip of Manhattan all the way to the south shore of Brooklyn. In the middle, Epicenter is for a very special room in Greenwich Village. Lightcap says he's had life-changing moments listening to music there at the Village Vanguard. Here's Epicenter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony Malaby, and before him, Andrew Bishop, are the two contrasting tenors on Epicenter in Lost and Found New York. Bassist and composer Chris Lightcap says, "I try to make the music conducive to as much group playing as possible. I just like playing with people."
We're going to bring things up a bit now. That joke never gets old, does it, guys? It's just as funny as 2 nights ago, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to play Fort Tryon, which is... Has anyone ever been to the Cloisters in New York City? Yeah? It's a really beautiful place, right? Yeah, it's in case you've never been there or heard of it, it was this place that there was some rich... I really should have done more research before I tried to talk about this. Some rich, old world New York Rockefeller type guy. He went to Europe. He bought a castle and shipped the entire castle stone by stone back to New York with the hopes of reconstructing it in Manhattan. It proved unfeasible. But they already had all the stones there, so we decided to build something in the style of a medieval era abbey cloister, you know, for monks. I'm really making this all up. And so it's this really beautiful place, and you have all these different series of gardens, and it overlooks the Hudson River. So this is inspired by that. It's called Fort Tryon. Thank you.
East Coast music gets a warm reception on the West Coast as Chris Lightcap's Lost and Found New York plays Kuumbwa Jazz in Santa Cruz, California. Kuumbwa is Swahili for an act of spontaneous creativity.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater receives support from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
Chris Lightcap's wife, Victoria, introduced him to New York City, from Arthur Avenue to the gardens at Fort Tryon to the beach and boardwalk at Coney Island. Sebastian and Theo, their sons, love the Wonder Wheel and the Cyclone Ride, Nathan's Hot Dogs, I love those too, and the zany variety of people who go to Coney Island. The city is cleaning it up, but Chris hopes not too much. The last movement of his Lost and Found New York is for the nearest subway stop, Stillwell Avenue.
Thank you.
Chris Lightcap and Big Mouth are having their say. Chris on bass, Andrew Bishop and Tony Malaby on tenors, Matt Mitchell on keyboards, Chess Smith on drums. Stillwell Avenue for Coney Island closes Lost and Found New York by Chris Lightcap. Made possible with support from Chamber Music America's 2011 New Jazz Works Commissioning and Ensemble Development Program, funded through the generosity of the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. Thanks to Artistic Director, Co-Founder, Tim Jackson, with Bobby Todaro, Jeff Sloan, and everyone at Coombwa in Santa Cruz. Location Engineer, Michael Romanowski. Surround Sound Remix by Jazz Set's Duke Marcos. Mark Schramm, Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas. Becca Pulliam at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Back next time with more fine new music on Jazz Set. Hear new jazz works online at jazzset.npr.org.